The deal includes 1,300 new call center jobs, nearly 11% in raises over 4 years. It will also include changes in healthcare plans to save the company money. Bob Master with Communication Workers of America says they are proud of what they have accomplished.
The sacrifices they made, were time and energy very well spent. They're going to get, a very significant raise in their pay. They're going to hold on to their job security. They're going to protect their pensions.
Master says the deal sends a powerful message for all working people.
When people stick together, they can get their share of the pie also. And that seems like it has a kind of broader resonance, a bigger significance, even than the immediate goals of the strike.
Verizon CEO Mark Reed released a statement calling the agreement good for workers, customers, and business. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News. Most of the people I spoke to have mixed emotions about the June primary ballot in New Jersey. For some, it actually makes their choices easier.
We end up being the last one. Everybody has fallen to the wayside already. So now, I think it's a stronger choice to choose from.
Robert, however, would like to see the New Jersey primary date moved up earlier in the election season.
I mean, obviously, it's disappointing that in New Jersey it's very late and tends not to count very much, but we still have our House and, the lower seats are still important to vote to find.
Polls close tonight at 8 p.m. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News. Laura Taratz was crossing the Upper Toll Plaza of George Washington Bridge on Monday in Fort Lee, where she was pulled over after police noticed she passed a toll without paying. Authorities say she didn't have an Easy Pass transponder and owed about 15,800 in tolls, along with fees that have been tacked on for failing to pay. Taratz's Easy Pass account was revoked in February. She's charged with theft of service, toll evasion, and traffic violations. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News. Although the celebration that was held in Military Park yesterday was to consecrate the American flag, Jack Fanous, the founder of the GI Go Fund, says veterans who fought for this flag deserve our support.
I just feel like we're giving the veterans what they deserve, what they signed up for. When they signed up to serve our country, they were promised health care, education, jobs. When they come home, it's incredibly difficult to access that if they can at all. So, whatever little help we can provide them to get it easier, make it easier for them to do that and get them closer to that, yeah, I think we're giving them justice.
The celebration ended with the final performance by the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News. Last week, the appellate court rejected a challenge by Rutgers University Student Association to the rule that requires at least 21 days before an election. The Rutgers student group argued that the requirement prevents citizens from casting ballots and that it isn't needed because of new electronic systems that verify registrations. Judge Michael Haas wrote that the 21-day requirement doesn't impose any unreasonable burdens upon people's rights to vote. The state defending the requirement arguing that the deadline is needed to prevent voter fraud. The appeals court upholds a decision to dismiss the lawsuit by a judge in Middlesex County. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News. East Orange High School coach and track legend Lance Wigfall told campers about how he deals with a new generation of kids.
I believe every coach should update their mindset with the time change. The caliber of athletes from my era, they can tell us, go run 10 miles, come back, do 10 200s. We'll do it. Now you say go run a mile. I don't want to run a mile.
Camper Noah Foster was excited.
It basically means to me that I have to go here and basically work and talk about what I like, which is sports, and I like it like that.
Fellow camper Victoria Harris says right on sports leads to more than just skills.
Well, it's fun. It's a fun way to get to know people and a fun way to improve your writing skills and stuff like that.
The camp runs through the end of the month at Montclair State University and Prudential Center. I'm Dorsey Woods, WBGO News.